I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. One of the largest evangelical churches in China was completely demolished in a shocking government campaign last week. The Golden Lampstand Church in Shaanxi Province has been around for nearly a decade with 50,000 congregants, but it wasn't registered with the government. Anthony Rhodes of the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says,
military police came and actually decided that they were going to destroy this church, saying that it was an illegal church. And they actually cleared the church of the congregants and put dynamite in the church and blew the church up. They actually blew up the building.
So let's be praying for these 50,000 believers who just lost their church building, that they would be spiritually encouraged. And Rhodes says, rejoice with the Chinese church that they've been counted worthy to suffer for Christ. And InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's president, Tom Lin, recently contributed a chapter to an upcoming book called Still Evangelical? The book is set to be released next Tuesday, January 23rd. Sharing more, Lin says,
many evangelical leaders and churches have been discussing and asking the question, what do we make of evangelicalism today? Where are we at? What is the effect of evangelicals on our society, positive and negative? And particularly after the recent presidential elections, that discourse certainly got elevated as a significant percentage of evangelicals voted in one direction. Many started asking the questions, what is evangelicalism about? What do we stand for as evangelicals?
There's more on Lynn's chapter, where to find the book, and the struggle with the term evangelical at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.